Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet.
Welcome to episode 42 of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. We're not even a year in. We're about 42 weeks, which is 9 months-ish. I don't know, around there. Less than 9 months. About 9 months. And we hit 1,000 episodes downloaded. 1,000 downloaded episodes, which is a very big deal. Most podcasts do not do that in their first year. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you that have been downloading this, sharing this. I'd love more reviews on whatever platform you're listening on. It would really help me out. It would really help share this message and all the wonderful guests I've had with more people. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is one of my passion projects. This is one of my dreams. And it'd be cool to do it full time one day, but who knows? Who knows where life could take us? This episode, number 42, is going to be a fun one for me. It's going to be called Why You Need to Learn Sales. Now, when we think of sales, sometimes people think used car salesperson, which is literally me. I sell used and new vehicles over the phone. I've been in sales now. It is 2022, about to be 2023. I got my first sales experience at Raw Nutrition in Western Australia. It was like one of those booths in a mall, and I sold protein powder and pre-workout and things like that. There was no commission on it though. So I didn't really have a lot of incentive, but I just remember it was my first experience of sales and I did enjoy it, but the person that was teaching me was very kind of sketchy. And he's like, why aren't you upselling these people? Why aren't you telling them that they need this, this, and this? And I was like, because I don't believe that they need all this shit. They don't need a nitrous oxide. They don't need a pre-workout, a post-workout, a BCA, a protein powder. They don't need all this. What they need is to stop drinking Coca-Cola every single day, and maybe we could replace it with a protein shake. Maybe. But I've been in sales now for, that was when I was 19. So that's 11 years ago. But my first sales job was Good Life Fitness. My first real sales job was Good Life Fitness in Kelowna back in January 2015. And I was in a point in my life where I was backed into a corner. There was a time when it was actually around this time of the year, maybe it was, when was it? It was January, February. It was the middle of winter in Kelowna. It was like negative 20 every single day. And I had this moment and it's burnt into my memory for how it made me feel. And I got on the bus because I didn't have a car and I needed to get to work. And the bus fare was $2.25. And I only had $2 to my name. My net worth was $2. Actually, it was less than $2 because you had debt. So my cash holdings was $2. I remember I had this grumpy bus driver and he was like, it's $2.25. I was like, I just remember this feeling of humiliation, feeling like a fucking loser, for lack of a better term. I was like, hey, man, I've only got $2 and I need to get to work. Can I give it to you tomorrow when I get paid? And I remember him looking me in the eyes and I was like, kind of looked down. I had a lot of shame. Should I just get on the bus? And he didn't make me pay the $2. I got to work. I asked this guy, Brad Petrie, who I worked with that day. He was another trainer. He was another fellow Australian. I asked him to borrow $20 so I could get some lunch and some afternoon snacks from Save On Foods, which was next to the gym. It was near the gym. And then I paid him back the next day when I got paid. That was the start of my sales journey. And I remember the very first time I sold anything, it was a man, his name was Ken. and I sold a year's worth of personal training for $7,400. I didn't even know how to fill the contract out. I went through the sales pitch just like the script taught me. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, what do I do now? I butchered the sales contract. It's okay. He came and filled it out the next day. But I remember leaving work that day. It was at the start of the day. The start of the day, I had $2 to my name. This is all on the same day. I remember it. Start of the day, I had $2 to my name. At the end of the day, I had a commission. I wasn't going to get paid on it for like 1 or 2 weeks, probably 2-3 weeks. But I made $740 in a day. And it did something to my mind. I got expelled from 2 high schools. I never went to university. I always had this kind of chip on my shoulder. I was very intelligent, but I wasn't engaged at school. The way that schooling was taught to me, or the way that the lens that I see it through, it didn't agree with me. And it's just like that cartoon that some of you may see. It's a teacher and they're outside and they've got a snake, they've got an elephant, they've got a dolphin, they've got all these other animals. And there's this quote, it says, if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will always think that it's stupid, or something like that. Which makes me think, and the analogy is, if you judge a human being based on their ability to fill out a written test, and that's not how they learn, they will grow up thinking that they are stupid. And I always had a problem with that. And that day when I made $740, I got 10% commission on everything I sold at Good Life Fitness. There's something that happened to my brain. Since then, I have had many ups and downs. It is a very hard profession. It will teach you a lot about yourself. Now, why this episode is called Why You Need to Learn Sales is not because you need to go get a sales job. And some people are like, well, I don't need to learn sales. Well, let me stop you for a second. If I was sitting in front of you, you would pitch me on why you don't need to learn sales. Heard somebody say everything is sales. You wouldn't have met your spouse without some kind of sales. You wouldn't have got the job. What is a job interview? You are selling them on you. What is any interaction with any human being, especially if you're trying to develop a friendship? It's sales. But it's not how people think sales is. Sales is persuasion. Now, some people hear the word persuasion and they automatically go to manipulation. The persuasion and manipulation are different. There's a very fine line between the two, though. And sometimes they get blurred up. And have I manipulated people before in sales? Yes, I have. But it didn't really work and it doesn't make you feel good. Why I think that you need to learn sales techniques and things like that is because if you don't understand how other human beings work, which is basically what sales is very psychological. I find it fascinating the reason why people buy things and the reason why people don't buy things. And it all comes down, I think the number one thing that it comes down to is, if you are buying something from someone, or if you're a person existing in this world, are you trustworthy? And if you don't trust yourself, and if you are not a trustworthy person, you have no integrity, I don't think you'll be good at sales long term. I know people that make a lot of money every single month, but they don't have any return customers. They don't really get referrals. So if they want to make a career out of sales 10, 20, 30 years, it's going to be hard. They got this burn and churn mentality, which is, in my opinion, the wrong way of going about it. It's the wrong way about going about life. It's kind of like this, may the bridges we burn light the way mentality, which is a terrible mentality. And a lot of people live their lives like that. But the skill sets of sales, I think everybody should learn, which is, how can I connect with this person? And it really comes down to communication. How can I communicate what I'm feeling and what I'm trying to say in a way that this person receives it the same way that I'm communicating it? What is communication? It is me saying something right now and you receiving it in the same way that I'm trying to communicate it in my head to get it out of my mouth, into your ears, into your head, and for us to both be on the same page. Most people don't communicate. They don't. People say things. The other person runs it through the filter in which they view the world, in which they review reality. And they'll pick it up in a totally different way. It's very, very interesting. That's why communication and understanding these concepts is so powerful. Now, how can one learn these things? You can learn them through podcasts. You can learn them through reading books. You can learn them through having conversations with people. But in my opinion, you really have to learn these skills if you want to do anything in life. If you want to get a raise at work, you have to sell whoever's giving you a raise on why they should pay you more money. If you don't believe in yourself and if you don't believe that you're worth it and don't come up with a good pitch for this person, then why would they do that? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Boss, I'd like a raise. Why should I give you a raise? Oh, I've been here for a long time. That doesn't make any sense. Because you've been here for a long time, I should give you a raise? No. You should get a raise because you're providing value for where it is you're working. So it could sound like this. Well, Mr. Boss, when I first started here, I did this much per day. And now I am doing 2/3 more. I send more emails. I do this. I do that. I want to go into management. I'm hungry to learn more. And I think I'm the right person to do that. And here's the evidence why I believe I deserve a raise. And you list all the things and all the value that you provide for that company, which is number one, it's teaching you how to sell because you're providing value for this person. It's number two, it's teaching you how to communicate. And number three, it's putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation where you can learn. The best way to learn anything is to put yourself in that uncomfortable situation so it brings out these feelings. I've had sales calls where people are literally losing their fucking mind at me. And my favorite deals that I've closed is when somebody's like, I don't want to do this, this is stupid. But I know that the deal that I have is such an amazing deal for them. It's going to help them with their life. But I just have to communicate it to them. And I really have to find out, what is the driving force behind this person? What is the why? If you don't know why you're doing something, then the what and the how don't really matter. I used to, when I first learned how to sell, I would sell personal training. Personal training was $300 a month. That's a car payment for most people. And people would be like, I can't afford that. And one of the things I would say is like, you can't really afford not to. What do you mean? What kind of car do you drive? Oh, I got a Toyota Camry. Cool. How much is the payment per month? $350. Okay. You are going to live in your body longer than you are going to have that car. So why would you spend more money on a car than you would on your own health? You would ask that to people, and it was very direct and it was very blunt, but it was coming from a caring place, especially if they were really overweight and especially if they couldn't see, why they need to do it. And I remember asking that to people, and people would be stumped and they'd be like, that's very true. I've never thought about it like that. But if they don't have a why of why they're at the gym, then I can use all those sales tactics and all those one-liners, but it's not really going to help them make the decision for themselves. So the most important thing for any kind of situation is finding an emotional reason why somebody wants to do something. And it could be in your relationship. It could be whatever. It could be with friends or family. If you really need somebody to do something in your life and you want to communicate that with them, you need to figure out why it could benefit that person and what kind of value it could provide for them. Because if you don't, then it's not going to work. So find the why. One of the best books that I've ever read is Simon Sinek. I think it's, what's it called? Something Why. If you just type in Simon Sinek Why, you'll find it. That's one of the best books I've read about developing and understanding why the why is so important. The second book that I believe everybody should read, it's not necessarily a sales book, but it's more of a psychology book to really understand how people work. It teaches you why somebody's name is so important. It teaches you why making eye contact with somebody is so important. It teaches you why shaking somebody's hand is so important. Basic things that all of us understand that make sense, but maybe we haven't been taught why. If I just tell you to do something and you're like, okay, why? Well, why would I do that? If I can clearly communicate to you why, just like I'm trying to do right now, I am currently pitching you on why I think you need to learn sales processes, because it will benefit your life in every single way. It'll make your life better in every single way. Why? Because you'll know how to navigate certain conversations with people when you go to buy a vehicle, when you go to buy a house, when you go to do anything. If you are just so unaware, people will take advantage of you, whether you don't know it. You won't have enough of a backbone to kind of stand up for it. And all of this is why I think you need to learn sales. So the second resource after Start With Why. Start With Why by Simon Sinek. That's what the first book is. Second book is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I think his name, Dale Carnegie. That book, I think it's almost 100 years old. The concepts don't change. It just reminded me of this kind of funny saying. Methods are many, principles are few. Methods always change, principles never do. That book's 100 years old. It's full of principles of how to communicate with other human beings. I think that a lot of this world is missing how to communicate with other human beings. I told them. It's like, well, did you tell them in a way that wasn't alienating and wasn't harsh and abrasive? Well, I think so. They should have just listened. No, it doesn't work like that. Because if somebody had that mindset towards you, you wouldn't want to hear them either. So that's number two. Number three is The Go-Giver. The Go-Giver is an amazing, amazing book. It's a story. It's not nonfiction. It's a fictional story. It's a great little book. And that totally changed my perspective on sales. It's not even a sales book. It just changed my perspective that it's more, your income is tied to how many people you influence or how many people you add value to and how much value you add. So if you add more value than anybody else, you will create more abundance, wealth, whatever it is. But if you're just providing value to one person, that's not going to create a large income for you. How you create a large income is how many people you touch, how many people you influence. And in this book, the person who is the main character, he's like, I always couldn't understand why movie stars and rock stars got paid more than a teacher. And the mentor in the book was like, yes, because they influence and touch more people than the teacher. The teacher might add more value to 30 students, but the movie star is seen by millions. So it's how many people you touch, how many people you can connect with. That's why Apple, look at this phone. This company has provided value for tens of millions, billions of people. That's why they're worth so much money. So there's all these concepts in these books, and there's other amazing concepts in that book. It's a great read. I've read it all the time. I probably read it every 6 months, as I'm actually due to read it again, because how it makes me feel and where it brings me back to, it brings me back to a place of abundance, and it takes me away from this place of scarcity, which sometimes you can get in sales where you just want to sell somebody something rather than being like, hey, if I live in integrity, if I communicate effectively, sales will come my way, abundance will come my way. But if I'm constantly thinking about how I can sell the next thing, you're thinking about yourself. And if you're thinking about yourself, other human beings will subconsciously pick up on it and you won't get the results that you want. Everybody knows somebody like that. They say all the right things, but you can kind of tell they're out for themselves. You can tell. You don't know why you can tell. It's just this feeling. It's because we're very intuitive. The fourth book, which is a more kind of granular, detailed book, is by a guy called Chris Voss. Chris Voss was an ex-FBI terrorist negotiator. He would negotiate with terrorists. And the book is called Never Split the Difference. Amazing, amazing book. Really, really cool book. It's just very interesting. If you don't even take any of the principles, but you will, you won't be able to not take some of these principles. He used to have somebody call him like this: hey, I'm with a hostage right now. If you don't give me $20 million in 60 seconds, I'm going to cut their head off. And they'd start counting down. And has these concepts which he would use, and he would explain why he would use these concepts. For example, one of the concepts, if somebody said that, hey, if somebody says something absolutely ridiculous to you, like just they're trying to play hardball with you, which is what these terrorists would do. If you don't wire me $20 million in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to cut this person's head off. Obviously, that's impossible. But you can't say, oh, I can't do that. Sorry, done. Cut the head off. What he would explain is you do this one line, and you can use this one line in every kind of situation. If somebody says something ridiculous to you, somebody gives you a really high price on something, if somebody's trying to sell you something, you can counter that argument just by being like, how am I supposed to do that? And what he said is, if you say, how am I supposed to do that? What it does to the other person, which is very, very interesting, it takes them from their emotional brain, I'm going to cut this person's head off in 60 seconds. It takes them from that kind of manic emotional kind of situation they're in, their limbic brain. And what it does is it brings them to their prefrontal cortex by teaching them how to think. They start thinking because they start wanting to solve your problem, being like, well, how is he supposed to do that? Like, if I'm going to cut this guy's head off, how the hell am I supposed to get the $20 million wired in 60 seconds? And what it did in these situations with these hostage negotiations, it would buy him more time. I've used it when I read this book. I used it in situations. I had somebody call me. I went to the hospital, right? And they thought I didn't have health care for some reason because I wasn't a permanent resident yet. I thought I did have health care. And they basically charged me $700 to go to the hospital because I had a staph infection. I didn't know about it. I had these people call me from a collection agency and they're like, oh, you need to pay us right now. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? And I basically used all these concepts from this book and got I never paid anything because this person was trying to play these games with me, but I was learnt these concepts, which helped me get out of paying a $700 fine that I wasn't supposed to pay. And it's very fascinating. Why could that help you? Because everybody gets stuff like that. You get parking tickets, you get bullshit credit card statements because you went away, you had your data on roaming when you're away in another country, and then you get hit with some bill, and some people just lie down and take it. What is the difference between people who are very successful and people who are not successful in life, in whatever it may be? They usually have access to different information and they implement this different information. So I hope this podcast helped you. I could talk about this all day, and I think that maybe one day it'd be cool to have a guest on and do a Q&A and ask some of these questions, some of these tough questions about anything, about sales, about relationships, about anything. And I can show you how I navigate tough questions and how you can learn from me what I've learned over the past decades of how to navigate conversations, how to be a very good communicator. I get a lot of good feedback from this podcast because I believe I'm a good communicator. It's not by accident. I've been doing it for 10 years. I used to be a really shitty communicator, and I had to learn the hard way. When I didn't get my way, people would hang up on me. I didn't get any clients, and I had to swallow that jagged pill of maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's me, not everybody else. It's not the world. The world's not against me. Going from that victim mentality to that owning my shit, which gives me power mentality. And that's what sales taught me. And that's what learning some of these concepts can teach you too. If you don't have the relationships you want, if you don't have the finances that you want, if you don't have the health that you want, if you're kind of stuck in life, these things can teach you a lot about yourself. So when you go out into the world, you can navigate and just move through the world differently, because you now have tools and skills to navigate conversations with other human beings. And I think that that's the number one skill that a human being can learn, is how to communicate with other human beings. And that's why you need to learn sales and sales techniques and sales skills, because it's not just about sales. It's about how to navigate through life in a better way. Love you guys. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hope it gives you some value. And I'd love to hear from any one of you that has any questions. Hit me up on Instagram, Aaron Lynch Potter. Please leave some reviews on my show. I'd love some 5 stars. If you don't want to give me a 5-star before you review it, let me know what I can do to make this a 5-star experience for you. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.